This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S., Britain, and Canada are sending military troops to Afghanistan to help their citizens get out as the Taliban gets closer and closer to Kabul, Afghanistan's capital. The U.S. troops will help evacuate some personnel from the U.S. embassy in Kabul. But coalition forces overall are withdrawing from the Forever War, as it's been called. Britain's Secretary of State for Defense, Ben Wallace, worries that al-Qaeda and international terrorism might return to Afghanistan now.
For 20 years, we effectively bought peace on our streets because al-Qaeda was unable to launch plots from Afghanistan in the way it had. And we had obviously invested in education and support for the Afghan government. But, you know, I have been pretty blunt about it publicly, and that's quite a rare thing when it comes to the United States decision. But strategically, it causes a lot of problems.
Pfizer and Moderna booster shots get FDA approval for those with weakened immune systems, and the CDC is expected to formally recommend the boosters for certain immune-compromised people today. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
U.S. regulators have approved an extra dose of the COVID-19 vaccination for transplant recipients and others with weakened immune systems. The Food and Drug Administration has approved booster shots for millions of Americans who are especially vulnerable to the coronavirus because of organ transplants, certain cancers, and other health conditions. The boosters are only for this high-risk group, about 3% of U.S. adults.
Forecasters are warning that Tropical Depression Fred is slowly strengthening and could regain tropical storm status sometime today, ahead of its projected track towards the Florida Keys on Saturday and southwest Florida on Sunday. The brutal heat still shattering records. Bellingham, Washington hit 100 for the first time yesterday. This is AP News. In the dispute between Britney Spears and her father, he's announced he's stepping down from the conservatorship that's controlled her life for 13 years. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta.
James Spears says in legal documents there are no grounds for his removal, but he does not believe engaging in a public battle with his daughter over being her conservator would be in her best interest. Britney Spears had said in court this summer that the conservatorship was abusive. James Spears had overseen his daughter's finances and personal affairs from 2008 to 2019 when he transitioned to only overseeing her finances, and the court appointed another conservator for her personal life. Britney Spears' lawyer Matthew Rosengart says James Spears stepping down is vindication for Britney. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Hyundai and Kia are recalling thousands of vehicles because damage to the trunk latches can stop them from being opened from the inside. Some Hyundai Sonatas and Kia Fortes among the vehicles. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.